Now time for our Troy Locker Room Chat here as we get ready for week three of high school football on Friday night. Brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Also want to thank RNC, Ryan and Megan Grable, also Anderson Meats as well. We are joined by Trojans football coach, that is Derek Jasper. Coach, 2 weeks in, a 1-1 record, a loss to McClouth last week, that final 30-12. I'm sure plenty to dissect and take away that game, or take away from that game, but just from your perspective, just a couple thoughts, few keys. What stood out to you?
Yes, sir. At the beginning of the game, it looked like we were gonna dominate the game. We held them to three and outs, I think, on their first three series. It looked like we were dominating the line of scrimmage. Definitely defensive line was getting after them and getting them for some negative yards. And we went down and scored on our first possession, like we usually do. We've done that about eight games in a row now, going back to last year. But then we just started banging in some penalties, banging in some injuries, and things went downhill in a hurry right before halftime. We had the ball on the 1 yard line again in the first quarter, could maybe go up two scores, and first and goal from the one on the first play, we got a 15 yard unsportsmanlike penalty that pushed us back, and we didn't get in that time. Had the ball first and goal from the one again, in the third quarter, poor execution on a block. We lost 5 yards on the first play. Didn't turn it over on downs again. So could have been a much closer game. Could have been a victory, actually, if we do a few things better. But there's certainly no shame in losing to McClouth. They're a well-coached football team, hard-nosed, physical football team. As it seems as the game's over, we end up with a couple concussions and maybe a torn ACL out of the game. So a very physical team. Kind of was disappointed in the way we reacted to all of our adversity with injuries and penalties at halftime. The look on our kids' faces, I did not like, and the score was 8-6. And I mean, hopefully we'll learn from it. It's not a bad loss to lose one early in the season if it's going to help you in the long run, and we hope that's what happens.
Well, certainly, obviously, we'll have district play coming up here in the next few weeks, and certainly that's as important part of a season, if anything, but obviously you're learning here through the first couple of weeks, and I know the injury bug caught you last year, and we knew after week one it already hit you after the first game, and you mentioned right there it's hitting you again here after week two, so just the challenge of just kind of plugging and placing. Are you playing chess? Are you playing checkers? Moving pieces around? I mean, at this point, are you still trying to figure out how to fill some of these holes?
Yeah, we sure are. We lose four offensive starters during that McClouth game, and I didn't have the kids ready to do it. I mean, that's on me. We had kids that went in, just didn't know the playbook very well and didn't know their role. I know it's hard to prepare in small school football like we are to lose four offensive starters, but, and the kids went in and tried hard, but we had JV kids in there and they just weren't really ready to know the blocking schemes or the route. And it showed up. Weird situation that we need to be more prepared for. We know more this week about who's going to be playing Friday night, but we'll still have to have other kids prepared in case some other stuff happens. You know, losing Gannon Bowe to a concussion really kind of hurt because then we got to have in a new receiver, lose our starting left tackle, lose our starting right tackle. So pretty hard to overcome, but still I think some of our other kids should have stepped up a little bit and kept us in this ball game. But like I say, we learn from it and move on. We can't control these injuries, can't control a concussion or how fast a kid can come back from one. So we'll be a little shorthanded again this week, but hopefully by the time the end of the season rolls around, we'll be back to full strength and maybe we can make a run if we improve by then.
We're talking with Derek Jasper here, head football coach over at Troy after a loss to McClouth in week two, getting set for a matchup with Pleasant Ridge in week three. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Derek Jasper, the head coach at Troy. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Also want to thank RNC, Ryan and Megan Grable, and Anderson Meats. 1-1 here through a couple of games, but again, we talked in the first segment, coach, again, injuries certainly an issue here early on in the season, so kind of plugging and placing here and just trying to figure some things out as we kind of move forward here. And you get a Pleasant Ridge team that's kind of trying to find themselves, too. They're off to an 0-2 start, losses to Oskaloosa, and then most recently Donovan West. What stands out about Pleasant Ridge when you watch them on film?
Yeah, going to be a different scheme for us. They're more of a spread team. They like to throw it a little bit more than the first two teams we played, who were both like, hey, let's line up in the box, smash it at you. I don't know. We might be better suited to play a spread team defensively, so I hope our defense can play well. The injuries might not hurt us quite as bad on the defensive side. We've got some people that can play over there a little bit more ready to play than they are on offense. So hopefully we can come out and have a great game defensively, and we've got some practice time here this week that we know people are out. We can get people better prepared, and I think we'll be okay. We just got to really, everybody else just needs to step up, and so we can help out these kids that are coming in, you know, that we didn't expect to be on the field. We need to get this one. It's our homecoming game. P Ridge is struggling a little bit, but we'll see. They're going to play hard. They had a lot of turnovers against C West in that game that kept them scoring a lot of points. So you never know. Hopefully we can cause some turnovers and get after them a little bit.
When you have to deal with all these injuries and you have to bring up these kids from the junior varsity who maybe you and the coaches didn't expect would really see any varsity time this year, is it a challenge, in terms of just practice and preparation, but do you have to somewhat, I would say, maybe like tone down the playbook? Do you try to simplify things? Is it something like that?
Yeah, we need to. We're going to simplify our offense a little bit this week, and we got to find some balance in the run. I felt helpless calling plays on offense. We haven't been good in either of the first two games. We just haven't gotten in that rhythm of where we're keeping teams off balance. They need to be guessing on whether we're running and passing and not knowing that, hey, they have to pass this time, or, hey, they're at the one-yard line, they're probably going to run it. And I haven't done a good job with that, calling plays and stuff, but our execution needs to be better offensively, and that's part of that goes to the kids too, not just me. So hopefully we have two more good practices this week to get ready. We really don't know what P Ridge is going to do defensively against us, because they've played an OSCE team and a D West team that are both like double tight, smash mouth football, and that's not us. So we can't really prepare for what they're going to do. We just need to be better prepared ourselves, running routes faster, staying on blocks longer. Those are two main keys this week.
Derek Jasper again, Troy football coach, joining us. We appreciate the time each and every week after the loss in week two at McLeod. They're back at home, as you mentioned, homecoming night as they take on Pleasant Ridge, another NEKL showdown here in week three. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck Friday night.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.